This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lord Monk, and we've been talking about the vote coming up tomorrow as to whether or not Britain will leave the European Union. But now I want to switch gears, and I want to talk to Lord Monckton about another vote that's coming up tomorrow, one that's in California. This is a vote as to whether or not California will leave its senses. Well, I should say leave their senses, because they've done it in so many different ways. This is something, of course, we've talked about many times, and Lord Monckton, usually when he comes on, he's talking about climate change. Again, you can find him at scienceandpublicpolicy.org, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, and What's Up With That. That's W-A-T-T-S, whatsupwiththat.com. You can find Lord Monckton's writings there. Now, we've seen Bill Nye come out and say that there needs to be RICO prosecution against people who deny man-made global warming. Tomorrow, we have a vote scheduled in California. The Senate is going to vote on a first-of-its-kind legislation scheduled for floor action tomorrow. The measure would allow state and local prosecutors to pursue claims against climate change skepticism as a violation of the state's unfair competition law, as well as extend the four-year statute of limitations for such claims retroactively to 2021, January the 1st, 2021. The bill, according to the Senate Rules Committee analysis, it says this bill explicitly authorizes district attorneys and the California Attorney General to pursue these claims, alleging that a business or organization has directly or indirectly engaged in unfair competition just because you are engaging in scientific discussion. That is absolutely amazing, Lord Monckton. Your comments.
Well, that is communism. Yes. And I'm not surprised that California, of all places, should be the first state to try this on. It's also directly contrary, as I understand it, to the First Amendment to your Constitution, which guarantees the right of free speech.
Yes.
So I don't think this bill, even if it were passed as a sort of gesture to please the communist left, which now infests most of California, I don't think even the Obama-tainted Supreme Court could possibly allow such a bill to stand. It would be struck down the first time a case was brought under it. So I don't think that's a realistic problem, really. The other thing is, of course, that the one thing that the communist left will not do is take any climate skeptic to court. Because, of course, in a court, whether they like it or not, both sides have to be fairly heard in the way that they're not fairly heard in the mainstream or Marxstream media. The fact is that in a court, both sides are fairly heard. And when we took Al Gore's movie to court in the High Court in London, the first firm of solicitors we tried to engage to do this refused to take the case on the grounds that we had absolutely no chance of winning. And so I was consulted by the people who wanted to bring the case, and I said, well, just find another firm of solicitors, and I will give them scientific testimony, which will demonstrate that the film is not scientific, it's anti-scientific, it's political, it's left-wing political at that. And under an Act of Parliament, the Education Act 1988, which I helped to draft when I worked at 10 Downing Street with Margaret Thatcher, it's illegal to take sides in politics in schools. You can by all means have political discussions, but you mustn't take sides. And I said that because all these errors in Al Gore's movie pointed in one direction, towards undue and anti-scientific alarm, the film shouldn't be shown unless corrective guidance were circulated. We won that case. And And they took that case in California. I'm sorry, it's breaking up again.
Yes, yeah, we broke up a little bit.
If they tried to take that case, even to the left-wing judges in California, once they hear the arguments on both sides, they will realize that it is, in fact,
the communist left and the climate change extremists who are wrong, and the skeptics who are correct.
The truth will out. Thank you so much, Lord Monckton, and I hope that you vote for your Independence Day tomorrow. We'll all be watching. All the eyes of the world will be on Britain tomorrow. We'll be right back with Alex Jones's analysis of Donald Trump's speech today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking to Lord Monckton about this law that is going to be voted on tomorrow in California. It's coming to the Senate floor as to whether or not they will use criminal prosecution to gag anyone who denies their man-made global warming. Of course, there's an article that came out last week from the Washington Times. GOP Attorney General has warned the Democrats that if climate skeptics can be prosecuted for fraud, so can alarmists. And that's exactly what Lord Monckton was talking about. They had their day in court, and he won. He proved that Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, was simply a convenient lie, and they banned it from being taught, shown in the schools without accompanying rebuttal from the documents there. And, of course, if they're going to do that in California, if they're going to try to censor anybody that disagrees with them, let's say, go ahead, throw me in that briar patch. We'll have that discussion. We'll have it in court, and we will we'll adjudicate the science in court, because that's really what we need to have, is we need to have a open discussion of this that we're not going to get in the media. Now, we're going to have Alex Jones has given us an analysis of Donald Trump's speech today. That was a speech that we've been waiting for quite some time. He said it was going to happen a week ago last Monday. But because of the shooting in Orlando that was delayed today, he unloaded on Hillary Clinton, a massive expose of Hillary Clinton. And Alex Jones is going to be joining us in just a moment with that analysis. Before we go to Alex, I just want to remind you that he's extended for one more day the Tim Kennedy special. This is 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, we've picked these products because these are the ones that Tim Kennedy, who trains as a professional athlete for the UFC fighters, as well as special forces, he trains 3 hours a day minimum. He said, these are the products that I can immediately feel. I gave these to the UFC, and they looked at them. They said, there's absolutely nothing that would disqualify you from being a competitor. These are safe, and he says they're very effective. So we put these together in a special. It's been a very popular special, so Alex has extended this for one day. 15% off, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, the products that Tim Kennedy says he felt helped him the most. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, you can read the reviews. Go to InfoWarsLife.com, see what other people say. We have hundreds of five-star reviews on those products. Find out about them. Get them now. Last day, 15% off, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, here's Alex's analysis of what Donald Trump said earlier today as he defined Hillary Clinton for us. World-class liar, he said.
Donald Trump did it. He delivered on his promise in a lengthy speech detailing the criminal activities and the corrupt activities of Hillary Clinton, from her corrupt foundation to giving secrets to the communist Chinese to the mysterious death of Vince Foster to all of her corrupt trade deals with foreign nations selling us out. He covered the waterfront. And today, throughout the 4 hours, we're going to be airing excerpts of this important speech. The full speech, unredacted, is posted as we speak to InfoWars.com. Now, earlier, I engaged in a little bit of a rant dealing with the fact that Slate Magazine and others are acting like I'm crazy for calling for a criminal investigation of Hillary and saying that she should be sent to prison, not the White House, in 2016. They're claiming that's conspiratorial. They're claiming it's mentally ill. They actually say it's part of a Republican psychosis, saying there's corruption in the Democratic Party. Well, let me tell you something. There's corruption in both parties. But the Democrats have been getting away with anything and everything forever, and it's getting worse. Okay? And the rhino Republicans have been up there protecting them. And so whether it's our movement for Hillary for prison or Donald Trump getting up there and exposing her crimes and corruption, this is all part of bringing reality back and saying, look, you don't control reality. And yes, folks, this is a theme I'm pushing. These people do not control reality. They think they do. They think they dictate to us like gods from Mount Olympus. And they don't. Hillary Clinton is one of the singularly most corrupt people in modern history that I could think of. She makes third world dictators in Latin America, Africa, Asia, and Eastern Europe look like choir boys. And all they've got is this gimmick that she's a woman. And they may double down and have Elizabeth Warren, the senator, as her running mate, Pocahontas, because she claims she's Native American and isn't. The media claims they don't get that joke from Trump. And look, I love the fact that Trump's not just exposing corruption. He's exposing political correctness and being politically incorrect to show people it's okay to say what you really think. It's okay to ridicule these people because they want to sit up there with these airs of invincibility like gods, as I said earlier, dictating to us from on high, from up on the mountain. And they're crooks. They have criminal histories. They're liars. They're known scammers. And it's time to start disrespecting them. It's time to start making fun of them. It's time to start, you know, do what I did years ago when I said, hey, I got to go take a Queen Elizabeth II. People said, why would you make such a crude, gross joke? I'm not a crude, gross person. Because this woman takes herself so seriously. Her propaganda to worship her and her globalist organization is all over the media. And I, for one, am sick of it. So whether it's Queen Elizabeth II or whether it's Hillary Clinton, who's in the same guild, you know, in the same outhouse, these people are jokes and are frauds, and it's time that we pull these idols down. It's time we stop worshiping them, and that goes for Hollywood. That goes for hypocrites and people like Michael Moore who have all these bodyguards who don't want you to be able to protect yourself. That goes for people like George Clooney, who has bodyguards, doesn't take in one refugee, but sits there and says Donald Trump's a racist. These people are pig-like frauds. And in closing, before we start playing some of these clips, I'm going to make this point. I'm coming after George Clooney, and I'm coming after Michael Moore, and I'm coming after, politically, and in the information war, I'm coming after all these hypocrites. We've already exposed them before, but take YouTube. In the last 6 months, whenever I load Spotify on my phone or my car, it launches the latest YouTube album from YouTube, and then tries to charge me. And so I went ahead and Googled it last week, knowing it, and lo and behold, it's a two-year-old scam where they force load it, a hack, onto your Spotify and charge you. It's two guys on the cover hugging each other, naked. I mean, that's what's getting so sick about this is I'm sitting there with my kids in the car. I plug in Spotify to play stories for them or music or whatever. And it just goes on and on and on. It's not just Spotify. It's iTunes as well and entire platforms across the system. So, again, this has been going on for 2 years on iTunes and Spotify and Lord knows what other platforms. Okay? That's just what comes up on Google. And they're still doing it. They don't care. And it gets 10 times worse. Remember YouTube. It gives money, you know, to supposed charities, and then it was less than 1% they were actually giving to starving Africans and stuff like that. They would raise billions in some cases a year, have TV coverage everywhere, have people pay them, have all these sponsors, and then Bono keeps 99%. When he got criticized, he started giving 1.1% or 1.2%. But it's okay because he's liberal and wears red-lensed glasses. Why, if he wore purple lens, he might be somebody like John Lennon. The difference is John Lennon turned against the New World Order, started speaking out against it, and was murdered. And by the way, I don't just have that from pop culture. I know that directly from people very close. I'll just stop right there. These people are jokes, and they think you're stupid, and you're conning yourselves when you think they're not sitting there preying on you, laughing at you and your family, whether it's Bono and U2 and all of their scams. It doesn't matter. It's the same guild of predators. And look, I know our audience says, Alex, tell us something we don't know. We already know this. Stop lecturing us. Hey, I apologize if that's how this was taken. This is to the mainline trendies who don't know what's going on, who don't know what's happening, that don't know the whole world's being established and set up to run scams on them. That's who I'm reaching out to. Because this isn't my opinion. You have become chumps, super marks, super schmucks, super idiots, super targets, super prey to be fed on. And for heaven's sakes, break out of your trance and your conditioning. They think you're so passive and so stupid that they literally keep all the money from charity and run untold scams on everybody. And George Clooney sits up there and lectures us. I mean, this is just insane. But Bono's allowed to do it because he rubs elbows with the UN and he hangs out with the politicians and makes them feel important. It's just a bunch of sick filth that's taught us to worship them while they live and while we sleep. And I am done. This is a revolution against all these frauds. It's a revolution against celebrity. It's a revolution against false garbage. And it's a revolution of the true rise of humanity against this trash. It's time to hate them. It's time to absolutely disdain them. It's time to criticize them. It's time to spit on them. It's time to realize how filthy they are. It's time to replace foul words with their names. It's time to pull down their idols everywhere and absolutely know this filth hates you and your family and is preying on you and sucking your literal life force out of you. Now back to the global transmission.
Absolutely right. That's Alex Jones phoning in that report from the Road analyzing what Donald Trump said today. And of course, we talked at the beginning of the program about this Slate article talking about Hillary for prison and saying, yeah, this is a psychosis of the GOP base. This is a longtime psychosis. And yet the lady that they talked to who has that Hillary for prison T-shirt that they talk about, she got it at InfoWars.com. They say, well, she grew up liberal. She voted for Obama in 2008. But now she agrees when she hears Trump say that Obama might have something else in mind. Why does she agree that? She's not part of that long-term GOP psychosis. Their very article cannot escape the fact they have to admit. They say, well, in fact, yes, as she noted, Bill and Hillary's Clinton Foundation did take between $10 and $25 million from Saudi Arabia, millions more from other regimes and political actors that oppress the rights of women, gays, and religious minorities, the very people that Hillary Clinton says her whole campaign is to represent them. It's an identity campaign that she wants to run, and yet, she's taking money from the people that oppress these very people she says she's going to help. And it truly is a criminal operation. We've seen this for a very long time. Some people are just now starting to wake up to it. Today, Donald Trump laid out the details, and we're going to play some more clips from what he said earlier today. We're also going to take your calls if you want to call in and give us your take on what Donald Trump said today. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls on what Donald Trump said about Hillary Clinton. He defined her today broadly. We'll be right back.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and of course the big events today are the Brexit vote coming up tomorrow. We just talked to Lord Monckton about that. As the New American says, it's the billionaires and the globalists versus the people. Brexit D-Day vote is tomorrow. Here in the United States, we have a similar issue, and that is whether or not we're going to control our country or whether we're going to lose it to the globalists. And, of course, our vote is not about leaving a union, but it's whether or not we're going to leave the establishment that has controlled our political process from both parties for a very long time. Donald Trump is the face of that vote. It's really about globalism versus nationalism when we look at the election that is coming up. Today, Donald Trump gave an extensive speech, and of course he'd promised to do this a week ago last Monday with the shooting in Orlando. It was postponed today. He covered broadly all the issues about Hillary Clinton's corruption, her character issues, and others. We're going to take your calls here in just a moment. Before we do, I want to play this one clip where he takes on her slogan, where she says, "I'm with her." That's her slogan. Here's what he has to say.
She believes she's entitled to the office. Her campaign slogan is, "I'm with her." You know what my response is to that? I'm with you, the American people.
It's not about this individual. That's what we keep seeing. It's her sense of entitlement. He got that exactly right. He goes on.
I know it's all about you. I know it's all about making America great again for all Americans. All Americans. Our country lost its way when it stopped putting the American people really first. We have to go back to putting our American people first. We got here because we switched from a policy of Americanism, focusing on what's good for America's middle class, to a policy of globalism, focusing on how to make money for large corporations who can move their wealth and workers to foreign countries, all to the detriment of the American worker and the American economy itself.
Exactly. Now, what he did was it's brilliant. He took her slogan. She says, her slogan is, "I'm with her." He says, "No, I'm with you. I'm with the American people." What he could also do is he could take his slogan, "Make America Great," and say her campaign is really "Make Hillary Great." That's what she's saying. Get behind me, make me great. What he's saying is, we are going to take on the globalists. We are going to take back control of our country. We're going to do things that are in the interest of the American people, not in the interest of the elite few who believe that they are entitled to rule over us. And, of course, Hillary Clinton perfectly represents those people. That's why conservatives like the National Review, the rest of the GOP establishment, are dumping on Trump. They would love to see Hillary Clinton. They are of the same cloth. They want the same things. Let's go to one of our callers here. Chris in Georgia, your comments about Donald Trump's speech today. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, David. Thanks for your commitment to the InfoWars.
Well, thank you for calling. What's your comments?
I don't think exposing Hillary will change anything because most supporters will still say at this point, what difference does it make? And I mean, I am the only Trump supporter in my neighborhood, and I asked my neighbors, will they vote for Hillary even if she's indicted? And they said yes because they say the news says Trump is bad, and that's the only source that they get their information from. So I don't think it'll change anything. But I think the ultimate way to get something changed is advertisement. If he gets his stuff on the TV, I think that'll be the ultimate weapon towards Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, that's interesting. The narrative, it's interesting that you bring that up because I was going to talk about that. For the last several days, we've seen this continuous narrative from the mainstream media. Trump just isn't a serious candidate because he doesn't have all this money. Think about it. We've heard for the longest time from these very people, we've got to get money out of politics. It's corrupting the political process. George W. Bush bought the election, and it's true. It's true. And the only way that you're going to do this is not with some kind of a phony control out of Washington. You've got to get the power out of Washington. As long as you've got all this power in Washington, it is going to be a black hole drawing in money because these people who contribute to these politicians like Hillary Clinton can get thousands of percent return on their investment. They give them a little bit of money, and they get tremendous amount of leverage in crony capitalism. We just talked last night about this massive new rail system that is being rammed down the throats of people in rural Texas going between Dallas and Houston. I mean, it is a prime example. It's the next level of crony capitalism. They keep taking it bigger and bigger with a Japanese company. But I think nobody gives Donald Trump credit for what he was able to do in the primaries. Certainly he is raising money now, and I think that's important. It is an information war. Stay with us. We're going to come back, take more of your calls. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Of course, we had Alex call in and talk about this massive speech that Donald Trump did earlier today. We're going to have another couple of excerpts coming up here. We're going to take your calls as well. The last caller who called in was talking about how important it is for Donald Trump to get out his message with commercials. And I agree. But as I was saying, I think a lot of this narrative that we're seeing from the mainstream media has two parts to it. Number one, they're looking for anything that they can criticize Donald Trump on. They say, well, he hasn't raised money, therefore he's not a serious candidate. Seriously? Seriously? Look at the difference in the number of votes that Donald Trump has gotten versus any other Republican candidate. He's been able to bring people into the process that never voted before. He's had a record number of votes. Millions more people voted in the Republican primaries than ever before for any Republican candidate. That's serious. That's a serious candidate. And he did it with the least amount of money. Remember, we were all supposed to be in shock and awe of Jeb Bush's $150 million, his war chest that he put together with Wall Street and foreign governments. And Donald Trump wiped the map with that $150 million shill, Jeb Bush. And I think he can do it with Hillary Clinton as well. But I think it's also very self-serving of the media, because the mainstream media is very upset about this. This is a huge, huge source of income for these people. Now, you know, if you remember back to the 2000 elections, George W. Bush was criticized for buying the election. He spent $200 million to get elected. That's nothing today. You got Obama raising this up to $1 billion. I mean, Hillary will easily spend over $1 billion now. And that is a measure not of what a serious candidate is. That is not a measure of the number of people behind them. That is a measure of the corruption of Washington. Because it's only a few people who are giving that money. Only a few people who can give that kind of money. It is a measure of how out of control and unaccountable the crony capitalism has become in Washington, D.C. So it is no badge of honor to raise tens or hundreds of millions of dollars from Wall Street and foreign governments. And that's what Donald Trump was talking about today. He called her out on that. He called her out on other crimes. And here's one of the, he's talked about crooked Hillary. He's talked about her being a world-class liar today. And here he is talking about corrupt Hillary from today's press conference.
Hillary Clinton gave China millions of jobs, and our best jobs, and effectively let China completely rebuild itself. In return, Hillary Clinton got rich. The book Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer documents how Bill and Hillary used the State Department to enrich their family and America's and at America's expense. She gets rich making you poor. Right. Here is a quote from the book. At the center of U.S. policy toward China was Hillary Clinton. At this critical time for U.S.-China relations, Bill Clinton gave her a number of speeches that were underwritten by the Chinese government and its supporters. These funds were paid to the Clintons' bank account directly while Hillary was negotiating with China on behalf of the United States. Tell me, folks, does that work? She sold out our workers and our country for Beijing. Hillary Clinton has also been the biggest promoter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which will ship millions more of our jobs overseas and give up congressional power to an international foreign commission. Now, because I have pointed out why it would be such a disastrous deal, she's pretending that she's against it. She's given and deleted, as you know, and most people have heard about this. Have we ever heard about her deleting anything? No, I don't think so. She deleted the entire record from her book, and deletion is something she really does know something about because she's deleted at least 30,000 emails, which, by the way, should be able to be found.
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. She says, you know, she was supported of Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships. Now she says she's against it. Look, Hillary Clinton's State Department pushed for the Keystone Pipeline harder than anybody in the Democrat Party did. Most of those in the Democrat Party didn't like it. They were worried about the environmental aspects of it. The Republican Party was supporting it because they wanted to get behind the oil industry. And it's a massive crony capitalism issue. It's a massive eminent domain issue, just like this railroad system that's going to be running from Dallas to Houston is. Giving a foreign corporation the right to come in and take your property. And that's why on so many of these issues, we see a net wash. You know, we talked about how Donald Trump had used eminent domain, and yet all the Republican candidates want to give eminent domain to a foreign corporation. But what's important, where the real difference is that he understands that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to destroy our sovereignty, and it is going to destroy our prosperity. And we know that she's for this. We know that the Castro brothers, one of them that's being touted as one of the front runners for her VP choices, He is, his brother is touring Vietnam with Obama a week or two ago and pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's absolutely no doubt that Hillary is going to push this through, these globalist trade partnerships. There's absolutely no doubt that she's going to push that through, and he was absolutely right to oppose her on it. It is a key difference. This election, again, is about globalism versus nationalism. And whether or not you agree with Donald Trump on the individual liberty issues, there isn't a difference between him and the Democrats or anybody else that's running on the Republican side. The issue, and the only choice that we have here, is on the issue of globalism versus nationalism, on these trade treaties, on these open borders issues. And that's where the Republican establishment and the Democrat establishment are joined at the hip, and that is the difference with Donald Trump. That is the key issue. Let's talk to Rich in New Jersey. Rich, your comments.
Hey, David, how you doing? I just had a question for you. I want to see if this is a viable thing. I know in the 40s, UBC Bank, which was Prescott Bush and Herbert Walker were investing money for a guy named Thyssen, and they broke that bank up under the Doing Business with the Enemy Act. Now, if Saudi Arabia, since the war on terrorism is a war, if they're convicted or seen to be the ones jockeying 9/11, wouldn't it be possible to seize Hillary Clinton's finances and all her money based on the same principle?
If we were a just country, yes, of course it would be. The question is Hillary even going to be indicted by our government? That's a true issue. I mean, you're talking about breaking banks up. We've seen UBC and HSBC convicted repeatedly for money laundering of drug cartels and terrorists. They even gave the Sinaloa cartel. You know, everybody talked about El Chapo escaping and everything. Well, HSBC gave him his own personal window where they laundered money for him. What did they get? They got a slap on the wrist. Nothing happened to them. And it was the Obama administration said, hey, they're too big to jail. Remember Eric Holder saying that, essentially? That was the summary of what he had to say, and it's absolutely true. That was their attitude. It doesn't do any good for us to lock up any of these bankers, and we don't want to revoke their charter. They wouldn't do anything to the people that were rigging the LIBOR exchange, the London interbank rates that everybody's home mortgage rates, especially if you got a variable rate mortgage. It's all based on the LIBOR exchange. These people were making billions rigging this market. So we've got all these bankers who are caught in all this criminal operation, and they keep getting away with it. So I think the most that we're going to be able to hope for out of this is an indictment of Hillary Clinton. I don't think we're going to get a conviction, and I don't think an indictment is going to make any difference to the people who support her. As the earlier caller said, he said, I talked to people about Hillary Clinton, and they don't really care. They don't really care that she violated the religion of the police state, national security. I mean, this is a person who committed sacrilege. It's like, you know, slaughtering a child on the altar or something, what she did with the emails. And yet she's going to get a pass. And they have to do, they're taking all of our freedoms for this national security state, and yet they're going to give Hillary Clinton a pass. So I don't really think they're going to do anything about it. Do you?
No, when you put it that way, unfortunately, I think you're right. It just seems we've fallen so far. But that would be a it would be, if this was the country that it's supposed to be, we would be able to do that, because if you have the Saudis bragging how much money they gave her, you know, I mean, it's clearly out in the open, too. It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, I honestly think that this is going to be a key election, because there's a lot in it. Hillary Clinton is the kind of person who is going to take reprisals against Donald Trump. You can bet on it. And he's not afraid to personally attack her, as we saw today. We knew this was going to happen. We knew that Donald Trump was not going to pull any punches like these other politicians did. And he has called these people on their globalist schemes, and he has exposed it. I mean, he's talked about the issues with vaccines and autism. He's talked about a lot of these different issues that other people wouldn't talk about. He talked about the 28 pages. We had people who were on the official conspiracy theory group, you know, the 9/11 Commission. They talked about Saudi Arabia's connection in the original report that they put together. And yet you had these, it got redacted, and you got these people who were head of the Senate Intelligence Committee who for 15 years were trying to get this exposed. They couldn't get any traction on it at all until Donald Trump brought it up. So he's going to come out, and he's going to come out and not hold back on any of this stuff. And so I think it's very clear that if Donald Trump wins the election, there will probably be a criminal prosecution of Hillary Clinton or some of these other people. I think he will do something like that. And so for her, her back is against the wall. You know, it's the White House or the big house. For him, his back is also against the wall. He's in this now. He's in this. And the establishment is going to come after him with all their barrels loaded if he doesn't win. So this is really a do or die. You know, they say, you know, if you come after the king, you better get him because you don't get a second chance. So this is, they both got a lot on the line here in this thing. So it's going to be a very, very difficult, very important election. I want to go to Matt in Oklahoma, but before we do, I just want to remind you again that we've extended the Tim Kennedy special. This is the last day. We've extended it one more day. That's 15% off of the products that Tim Kennedy tells us he found most effective in his training for UFC as well as Special Forces. He trains intensively, and he said, when I use Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, I can really, really feel a difference. He mentioned that to Alex Jones. And so Alex put together a special. So, all right, we'll put those three out there. We'll offer them to people. Give them an opportunity to try these products at 15% off. See if they do for them what they did for Tim Kennedy. And, of course, you can read hundreds of five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, people talking about the effect that these products have had, positive effect on them in their life. And we're offering that to you. We extend that for one more day. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, 15% off. That's the Tim Kennedy special at InfoWarsLife.com. Now let's go back to Matt in Oklahoma. Matt, you wanted to make a comment about Trump's speech today. Go ahead.
I did. Hey, Dave, longtime listener, daily watcher. I've also been like you. I've kind of, was on the fence about Trump. You know, at the first of the year, if I came forward and said, hey, you're going to like Trump at the end of the year, there's no way I would have believed that. I'm sure you probably felt the same way. But let me get to the points here. Okay, so like you said, it's globalism versus nationalism, which at its core is the individual under attack versus the collective.
Yes.
And what caused that was, like you said, NAFTA. NAFTA was the coffin. The TPP will be the lid they want to nail down on top of America. Now, we want to blame the corporations because they're the ones that, you know, buy out all the politicians. They buy the left and the right and rig the game before the plays are made on the field, and they already know the outcome. But then the people in the stands can say, that guy on the other side, I hate him because he likes this guy. Well, I like that guy. Now they're arguing about the game, and they don't understand who fixed the game before the election. But it goes higher than that, because at the top of this pyramid is the Federal Reserve. We used to be a free nation, and in 1913 we were taken over by foreign bankers. And since then, we've not been free. And in fact, to call the left and the right parties is actually incorrect. It should be the Democratic Corporation and the Republic Corporation. But what gets us in this direction is, you know, I was trying to explain this to my brother last night, and he doesn't understand a lot of these things. And he actually came up with a great analogy I wanted to share, was, you know, the concept of trade is, you know, you used to have a gold coin, you'd go get an IOU note from the bank, and you could go get that gold coin back by giving them the paper back. But what happens if they took that, you know, currency, that piece of paper, and then made a photocopy of it? Then they took the photocopy and put that on top of the photocopy machine and made another copy and kept taking the copy of the copy and copying it over and over and over, and now you have an explanation for the value of our currency.
That'd be called quantitative easing, wouldn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, one of the things people need to understand, too, when we talk about this, when we talk about the economic consequences, I think a lot of people don't realize that it was a package deal. When they created the Federal Reserve and they gave them control, they also created the income tax. And they created the income tax at the same time they started opening up and lowering tariffs, opening up our trade, calling it free trade. Okay, so before that, if we go all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, we had a situation where Thomas Jefferson bragged at the beginning of his second administration. He said, we have eliminated all internal taxation. He says, what person in America, what farmer, laborer, mechanic knows a tax man? None of them know a tax man. We support the government, and it was a small government. It was a constitutional-sized government. We support the government strictly based on tariffs, on money coming into the country. And what did that do for us? Okay, that gave us a strong, internal, self-sufficient government. And what they did when they enacted, they did exactly the opposite thing when they put together the income tax, created the Federal Reserve, this all scheme of the bankers, and then opened up trade for us. They took down the trade barriers, they took down the tariffs, but then they put internal taxes on us. And we're at the extent right now where, as Donald Trump was pointing out, and he was being mocked in the debates by Marco Rubio, who wouldn't let him finish the sentence, Donald Trump kept saying, hey, they've got all these lines that they've drawn. We don't let competition for insurance companies go from state to state. And Marco Rubio goes, lines, lines, he's talking about lines. He was talking about the fact that we don't even have free trade in health insurance in America. That's how they have locked us down. That's what the crony capitalists, the banking companies, the insurance companies have done. They have destroyed free trade within our country, and yet they have opened it up. Why have they opened it up? Because they want to export jobs. They want to import workers. And so we need to understand that having tariffs is not the end of the world. You know, we always we hear this narrative that, you know, what created the Great Depression was tariffs at the borders. That's not true. And we even see the fear-mongering coming from George Soros saying, hey, you know, once before I got a hold of your currency and I dropped the pound 20% in a day. And I looked at that and I thought, well, you know, that's not really a bad thing, is it? Because one of the key advantages of China is their currency manipulation. Now, what do? They try to manipulate it to make their currency have an advantage trading with other people. And so if that were to happen, Britain would have an advantage. As a matter of fact, Japan's Abe is doing the same thing. They call it Abenomics. And he's trying to do the same sort of thing, which George Soros said he would do to the UK if they get out as a punishment. I would say, hey, bring it on. That's only going to make exports more affordable coming out of Britain, as well as building an independence and an economy within their country. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
First of all, I want to say Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX, Nathan.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
go back to your calls about Donald Trump's speech today in just one moment. Real quickly, I want to break down all these specials we've extended. Again, as I mentioned, the Tim Kennedy special, 15% off Supermail Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, 20% off Deep Cleanse. That's a new special that came out today. We still have the Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off all of the water filters from the largest system down to the shower filter. That's 20% off all Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. And then there's the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, the t-shirt that sent Slate into fits. They wrote an entire article about a lady that they saw at the rally last Saturday who had been an Obama voter, and she's wearing a Hillary for Prison t-shirt. They flipped out and wrote an entire article about this and said, oh, I can't believe this. The right wing believes that Hillary is a crook. Imagine that. And so Donald Trump defined that today for us as to why she is a crook. But that Hillary for Prison t-shirt you can get for 50% off the first t-shirt, 75% off for the second t-shirt. Send Slate and other people into hissy fits. Get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt now. It's a great time to get a huge discount off the Hillary for Prison. 50% off the first one, 75% off the second one. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Steven in Ohio. Steven, go ahead.
Hey there, David. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about what I believe is going to happen here in the near future regarding the elections and having to do with the all these shootings and things, trying to, you know, restrict the Second Amendment and things. And also, I think that the shadow government, the, you know, the Illuminati, you know, the Bilderberg groups, whoever you want to call them, the New World Order, the globalists, will do anything that they can to prevent Donald Trump from winning the presidency, whether that has to do with assassination or...
I agree. We saw that in the Brexit vote. I absolutely agree. They'll pull out all the strings. And that's one of the reasons why I really have come around to supporting Donald Trump. As I said, it's about globalism versus nationalism, and that is a key issue for individual liberty. And it is also the fact that we see how much the establishment of both the Democrats and Republicans hate him. I mean, that is a badge of honor, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know what? The reason why they're doing all of this, the reason why, you know, with the 9/11 false flag attacks, all these false flag shootings and stuff, calling for restrictions, take away the guns and everything, it's because they're scared. They're afraid. They know that we know the truth, and they're afraid that we're going to rise up against them. And I think that the Federal Reserve, the globalists, the big bankers and all of that, I think that they are going to implode the economy and cause an upset and discord across the entire U.S. And I think they're going to use this orchestrated plot to invoke martial law and suspend the elections to oppress.
Well, I can tell you that if they get these, I can tell you if they get these trade agreements together, they don't really even need martial law to take our economy down, because they will have the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership. They will be able to manage our economy, the world economy, not only ours, but Europe and all these Asian nations. They will be able to manage those economies without any input from the people. These are trade agreements that were written in secret by these multinational corporations. It will establish a committee that is unanswerable to us, and it will be a tyranny that we will not be able to get out of without having a war, and that's for certain. That's why this is such a key election. That's why this issue of nationalism versus globalism is so important, and Donald Trump is the only one to oppose it. Hang on with your calls. We'll take some more calls as we come back in the first 5 minutes. We're going to have Rob Dew talking to someone who was a Venezuelan protester who exposed what was going on in Venezuela and has a lot to say about what happened in the UK with Muslims there as he immigrated from Venezuela. Stay with us for the fourth hour, and Rob Dew as well. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.